Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
In a moment, Australian rocker Nick Cave talks and sings about sex in the middle-aged man. But first, hip-hop is a worldwide cultural phenomenon. In New York, hip-hop is being shaped by recent immigrants who are embracing it as their own, and they're rapping in their native languages. But as these new groups gain popularity, they face a decision. Which language should they use in their music? It'll determine who listens. In Queens, Dorian Marina tells us about a group called NYFP.
In a crowded church gym in Elmhurst, Queens, teenagers leap from their seats and circle the hip-hop group NYFP, dancing and waving their hands in the air. Valerie Francisco, a Filipino rapper based in Brooklyn, was at the concert.
Someone is, like, rapping in my language. Word.
She says young people are connecting with NYFP's music, which is sung primarily in Tagalog, the national language of the Philippines.
They're speaking my language. I understand it in my own language. And, like, they look like me. That's dope. One, I could do it. Two, that means, like, you know, that hip-hop isn't just, like, this thing that happens in the States with people on MTV with cars and girls. That hip-hop is this thing that can travel and people with other languages and other cultures can contribute to.
NYFP stands for New York's Finest Pinoys. They're in their 20s now. All of them were born in the Philippines, and most immigrated to New York in their teens. And they're gaining a following among first and second generation Filipinos, or Phil-Ams. The recent show was in Queens, home to two-thirds of New York's 65,000 Filipinos. And over the last year, NYFP has brought their act across the city. 21-year-old M. the vocalist, the lead singer for NYFP, recites the chorus she sings in the song Mga Kababayan Ko, which means My Countrymen.
Mga kababayan ko, dapat lang malaman nyo, bilib ako sa kulay ko, tayo ay Pilipina. They're just saying that don't be ashamed of who you are and what you're racing.
Be true.
Yeah, just be true to yourself.
You can feel the spirit of the song when you perform it, and especially in front of your countrymen, and your countrymen will just like stand there in awe. Yeah, I'm proud. I'm proud of that, yeah.
The group's style is also distinctively Filipino. Rappers tell a story and use humor in verses and during performances. The flow of the lyrics is often slower and reminiscent of American hip-hop in the 1980s. Their audience is steadily growing, and they're planning a tour of the Philippines next year. But using Tagalog might also be a problem. Adora Penn is a promoter who arranged for NYFP to play a big show at the Knitting Factory last year. Penn says that the group must embrace English to break through to a wider audience.
You're here in America. Generally, who's going to understand you? And for everybody to understand, you have to speak the language.
Penn worked for Sony Music in the Philippines. She brought artists such as Celine Dion and Madonna to Filipino fans. Now, she's introducing Filipino performers to the American market. Penn points to the Grammy Award-winning group, the Black Eyed Peas, as a model for potential success. In 2005, the Black Eyed Peas released the song Bebo. Apple Diap, the group's Filipino-born member, wrote the lyrics. It recalls neighborhoods left behind in the Philippines and typical food like adobo. But the chorus, Bebo, which is slang in Tagalog for a girl, is mostly what the listener comes away with.
That album is a multi-platinum. It's around all over the world. Produce what America wants to hear from you, and then after that, you can uncheck who you are. You can make the people learn from who you are.
She's being extremely practical and smart about her business.
That's Marie Nieves Alba, another promoter who has worked with international hip-hop artists over the past decade. She disagrees with Penn.
What she's basically acknowledging is the fact that the marketplace is driven by American interests, right, and American culture.
But Alaba says there's been a shift in American hip-hop fans. On a recent tour of hip-hop artists from Africa and Latin America, she says audiences would ask for translations and learn the lyrics, even if the choruses were in a different language.
I think the hip-hop community in general is definitely starting to demonstrate that it's interested in alternatives and it's interested in different voices.
Still, NYFP's newest song, Money, combines Tagalog verses with an English chorus.
We use English language because it sounds good and it's catchy.
For now, the questions of language and who will listen remain on the horizon. For WNYC, I'm Dorian Marina.
Coming up next, Nick Cave talks about music and aging and sex. This is Soundcheck.